This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
President Trump fulfilling a campaign promise to formally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the U.S. embassy.
Previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise. They failed to deliver. I am delivering.
What the president did today was, one, listen to the will of the American people. They just unanimously voted again 6 months ago, Republicans and Democrats, to do this. Well, the decision sparking a ripple effect all around the world as furious Palestinians burn American flags and hit the streets for days of rage. Let's get right to Connor Powell. He's live for us in Jerusalem for reaction. Good morning, Connor.
Good morning, Heather. Well, sort of two different responses that we're seeing across the region, and not only here in Jerusalem and in Israel. International condemnation by a lot of America's partners in the Arab world and also in Europe who have real concerns that this move could spark violence. But here in Israel, there's been celebration. There has been praise with President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. This is a formal declaration. The embassy will still take some time to move. The State Department and the White House need to plan a position here in Jerusalem where they're going to build it. They need to buy the land. They need to design it. So this will take several years, according to White House officials. However, over the night, they here in Israel, as part of the praise for President Trump's decision, they put images of the American flag on Jerusalem's old city. Israeli politicians from across the spectrum, not only conservatives, but in the moderate and liberal parties, they all praised President Trump's decision. Palestinians, obviously, very frustrated and angry with this decision. Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian president, says this undermines ability of the United States to be the honest broker in the peace agreement. They are very upset that this sort of removes one of the main issues that had been agreed upon to be a negotiated settlement in terms of a peace agreement between Israelis and Palestinians. Saudi Arabia called the move irresponsible, while the UK Prime Minister Theresa May said the move is not helpful in the pursuit of peace. Now, in terms of violence, we really haven't seen much in the way Palestinian protests getting violent. There were some protests in Bethlehem and Ramallah in the last 24 hours where they burned some American flags and pictures of President Trump. But we haven't seen mass protests that have turned violent or anything like that here. It's been fairly muted by both Israelis and Palestinians here in terms of on-the-street demonstrations. That could change in the next 48 hours, as there have been calls by Palestinian leaders for days of rage. But it isn't clear, Heather, whether or not this will turn into sort of mass protests on the street. There are some commercial strikes right now here in East Jerusalem, but so far not the violence that had been predicted.
Well, you know, as we talked about yesterday, lest you pause for a moment and consider the spiritual implication, what you're hearing right now is just the normal reports that are taking place. And this is their observation. But I question what is happening at the spiritual level. I mean, after all, this is a city in Israel that God himself has placed his name. He says this very clearly, that his name is there. Of all the cities in the world he could have put, he placed it right there. This is land that was given to Israel by God himself. And is this, are we going to see something and realize something of a spiritual consequence as a result of this? Because what the Arabs are bucking here and everybody else that is against this move is they're bucking God himself. Now, how this will turn out, time will tell. I think it would be most amazing and maybe, I guess, encouraging, certainly for people of faith and for those who think maybe there's a God, maybe there isn't, that God will demonstrate himself possible. And we'll have to wait and see. But it's interesting, I find, that of all the presidents that have been, you know, coming along and saying, there for Israel and for the U.S. Embassy being there in Jerusalem. It is one Donald Trump that does it. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here on this very independent radio show that comes to you in over 280 markets across this country of ours. Also, shortwave, also we're grateful for our partnership with the Cable Radio Digital Network and Red State Talk Radio. We thank you so much for joining us, however way you connect with us. Liz Pink is with us right now, columnist for FoxNews.com in the Fiscal Times, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Liz, where do we begin?
Good question. There's a lot going on.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, hey, you got to love it. I mean, it gives us plenty to talk about. We had John Conyers retiring, wanted to put his son, nominated his son. He goes, well, we may have problems with him. He's got like a domestic abuse issue. Maybe a bad choice here. And then Al Franken, we're yet to hear if this last report was the one that was the death knell for him, and that, you've got the leadership of the Democratic Party standing at the exit door, and lest he get lost, pointing the way.
Yeah. You know, it's just a crazy time. There are so many distractions from what I would argue are even more important issues, such as the country's economy and foreign affairs and what's going on in North Korea and so forth. But all of that we can talk about because it's all happening at such a rapid pace. I think, I don't know about you, but I find it borderline bewildering. But certainly, look, on this issue of who's resigning from Congress, of course it's utter hypocrisy and all politically motivated. The only reason that Democrats have finally sided, gotten together to try and get Al Franken to resign is because they can guarantee a Democrat will take his place. The governor, the Democratic governor of Nevada will, Minnesota will replace him. And then that person will be in a pretty good position to run for office when that term expires. So, you know, that's sort of an easy fix for the Democrats. And what they hope is that it will shame Republicans into similarly trying to get rid of Roy Moore when he wins, if he wins that election, which I think he probably will do.
Well,
so,
but even, Liz, but even if that happens, let's just say Roy Moore is elected, okay, and they're going to put him into the ethics. He's going to be under ethics investigation. And if they so decide that he's not the guy, well, we're back to just like Minnesota again. You got the governor appointing a conservative to fill that seat. So, you know, I think that's a win-win proposition on a political standpoint. But
frankly, also a win-win for Republicans, because I don't think Republicans want Roy Moore in the Senate. Morally, I think they really have a problem with that. And secondarily, who knows what kind of voter he will be. I mean, he is really a loose cannon. So
He could very well be John McCain on steroids.
Exactly. Or Mark Meadows, or it. Somebody who is just sort of obstructionist from head to toe, and unpredictably so, which is, of course, McCain's issue. Mm-hmm. So meanwhile, we have some interesting things going on in terms of ongoing conversations about keeping the government funded. Mm-hmm. That's sort of taking a lesser role here in terms of the media coverage. But let's face it, that is extremely important. I think that's going to be more problematic than people imagine, because Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are really going to go to the wall to protect the Dreamers. And mm-hmm. I think if Trump were smart, he could adopt protection for the Dreamers in exchange for, you name it, the border wall, getting rid of chain migration, et cetera. I think there's actually kind of an outside chance here that we move forward on resolving some of the thorniest issues in the immigration situation, and that would actually be very welcome. I think people mm-hmm. like that.
Well, and it's not like the Republicans are against the Dreamers.
That's right.
Right?
Nobody, literally nobody is. But
right.
So when Trump ended the program, which was a smart move back in September, because it otherwise could have been that a federal court just shut it down overnight, mm-hmm. He said, all right, 6 months, let's see Congress fix this.
Yeah.
And the outrage
on
the Hill.
It was their job, go figure, their job to begin with.
It really was
which Barack Obama preempted, right?
Yeah, it was sort of like, wow, what? We can't do that. And everyone in the country said, why not? this is something that does have pretty widespread support, so do your job. But anyway, they didn't, and it's still a problem. And I think this could be an interesting, we'll see what kind of talks emerge here, but I don't think it's impossible that Trump could actually make some ground on some of the issues that he has raised about immigration, which would be great.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially in light of what happened in San Francisco last week, what I was concerned, Liz, that maybe a DACA could be compromised because of the ruling by San Francisco.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And it certainly hardened hearts, which, of course, is what always happens when you get one of these extreme positions taken. But I think it will not have a lasting impact. I think that we're going to see, I think we might see some progress. Wouldn't that be mm-hmm. something?
Well, it would be novel. And
I mean,
after all, in spite of all the pushback, the resistance, the opposition that Democrats have put up against this administration, meanwhile, Donald Trump just keeps on winning. And,
it's interesting. I mean, it's good for me to talk to you, because I have to tell you, every now and then I just have this sense of gloom that I keep wanting to write something that starts off, when do we celebrate? When do we celebrate all the good things that are happening? And, one of the good things that's happening, and this maybe sounds sort of dumbheaded, but is that we have some truth-telling going on.
Yes, exactly.
I love the fact that when Trump came out in support of Moore, or kind of urged people to vote for him by saying, don't vote for the Democrat, he was very open about why that was important. We need mm-hmm. the vote, okay?
Right.
Democrats aren't going to come out and say that with the Franken situation, mm-hmm. but that is the truth. And the Jerusalem decision, it was a truthful statement that everybody kind of already assumes and acknowledges that this is the capital of Israel. It isn't just sort of an empty change. It's meaningful. All of the meetings that go on there, all the government basically activities as far as the United States is concerned already takes place in Jerusalem, and everybody knows it. And the truth is, the Arab world really doesn't care.
I mean, exactly.
They've kind of walked away from the Palestinian issue some years ago. So, I'm finding it refreshing that as much as he lights people's hair on fire with some of the things he says, it's pretty truthful.
Exactly. Well, Liz, the other axiom, or at least part of this whole situation with the Palestinians, is that, I don't understand. We say on one hand that Israel is so important to us, the relationship, our alliance with them and everything, but then we're supporting their adversary to the tune of $300-400 million, which just happens to coincide with the same amount of budget that they're paying families, Arab families, off for killing Jews.
Yeah.
You know, like, how crazy is this? I mean, are we going to deal with that, too? I mean, I'm waiting for Donald Trump's tweet on that one.
Well, I think that's a fair statement. I mean, as everybody has, or as numerous people have said, when they stop, as you say, paying assassins to kill Jews, we will take a different point of view in dealing with the Palestinian people. Until then, forget it. We're not going to. And I think that's completely appropriate. It would be helpful.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique 3-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey! Hey, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you! In jail!
Go on home, they're waiting for you.
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for the announcement.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know, Liz Peek, that's what we need. We need a little bit more of Elf running around, you know, in terms of looking at, you know, our government and our world right now. It is a wonderful life, and it's a matter of perspective. Is the glass half full or half empty? But, you know, I look down and see what, you know, President Trump has been able to do in his first year. They said he would never get, you know, they laughed at him, kind of like the way Barack Obama laughed at Mitt Romney when he said our biggest danger was Russia. And they laughed at Donald Trump when he talked about 3-5% GDP.
Yeah.
Maybe by the end of your administration. So inside of the first year, record numbers in the stock market. You've been an analyst. You see what's going on there. I mean, they were even talking about this week. Obviously, it doesn't look like we're going to hit 25,000 this week. But maybe before the month is so up, we hit 25,000. I mean, the increases in the stock market. You know, jobs, we're looking at probably the lowest unemployment rate in our history right now. And, you know, with tax reform into play, we've got it most of the way there. It's up to the, you know, the House and Senate to bang out a win-win proposition. But even if it's not the perfect, you know, tax reform bill, it is something that's moving this country in the right direction.
I think that's right, and I think they will get the tax bill done. I'm not crazy about it personally because I live in a high tax state, and as a fairly high income person, I get clobbered. I really kind of wish that they had fixed that, but you know, the rules of the road on how they had to pass this bill in the Senate made it very difficult. They had to come up with revenues, and now there are some issues. Clearly, you know, when you do a huge move like this, and it's been done pretty quickly, even though don't buy the idea that this has been done in a couple of months. In fact, people have been working on this since January, a mm-hmm. lot of people.
Right.
But nonetheless, there have been some changes recently. For example, the AMT for corporations is 20%, which makes no sense when, in fact, their new statutory tax rate is 20%. There are things that they're going to have to clean up, but I think they will.
Exactly.
People are pretty aware of what the shortcomings are. I think, you know, Republicans are only now beginning to tell the American people what's in this bill that they will like. Democrats seized the narrative right off the bat by calling it a handout to corporations and the wealthy. And, of course, both are true in a sense because the main ambition here was, in fact, to improve our corporate tax laws, which the government, which Trump and his advisors and all of us who look at this agree, are basically very disadvantageous to U.S. companies. And it's not so long ago that Barack Obama was talking about a lower corporate tax rate, and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and other people that are, you know, Democrat leaders. But now, of course, because Republicans want to lower corporate tax rates, it's just a handout to big business.
Yeah.
So
it's Armageddon.
You know, you have to, right.
It's Armageddon, you know.
You know, it's just it's just terrible to me that the lying, you know, I was talking about how Trump oddly keeps telling the truth and the Democrats keep lying. But this is one of the issues. You know, I think the Washington Post called out Chuck Schumer for mischaracterizing and other Democrats for mischaracterizing the GOP tax bill. Sadly, it's had an impact, and even though the preponderance of American families will see their taxes go down, the bill is unpopular. That's unheard of, but it's really because of the messaging from the left, and it's unfortunate. But, you know, Portman had an op-ed out yesterday or the day before. There was a congressman from Indiana who wrote one. I think Republicans are finding their voice and trying to explain to the American people why this is important now that, of course, the economy already has begun to accelerate because of the promise of tax reform and the promises of deregulation. You know, it's a little bit less maybe exciting to people to think that that's going to continue. But guess what? It will. And I think it further gains are obviously very much to be hoped for. So really, everybody should be getting behind this bill. I do think that if the economy continues to grow, Democrats are going to look pretty stupid for having stepped in front of it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's their lookout. And so far, they've not really, you know, given any indication that they're going to change their spots.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's words may echo back right on her pumpkin head when she was talking about Obamacare. You know, you have to pass it to find out what's in it. And maybe that's the case here with tax reform, is that it'll be passed. People will find out the truth and be able to understand what's going on. And to your point about the GOP, this is what frustrates me about the GOP. They need some marketing person to come in and tell them, look, you need to focus on three things. Go tell the people these three things. Just keep hammering that issue. The Democrats are very well aligned and focused, and they just keep ramrodding. And of course, you know, they've got the mainstream media carrying the water for them. But, you know, because the Republicans want to sound so intellectual, they've bifurcated the whole process, and they keep talking about different, which doesn't mean that they're not being, you know, truthful about it. It's just that, what do you want people to remember most about tax reform?
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I don't know if you were watching, I was on the treadmill or something Saturday, I think it was Saturday, when Trump sat down to a fundraiser breakfast here in New York, and he gave some opening remarks, and then they cut away from that because it was a private meeting. Mm-hmm. But one of the things he said was, and this is so Trumpian to me, he said, you know, I keep telling everybody, this is not tax reform. Stop talking about tax reform. This is tax cuts. Mm-hmm. And just that simple thing, you know, he's got such a political ear that Paul Ryan, bless his heart, and I really do, because I think he's a smart, very dedicated public servant. He has no ear at all. Mm-hmm. He is such a wonky guy. Yeah. He stood up in front of a town hall, as you may have seen a couple of weeks ago, and talked endlessly about specific examples. People would stand up and say, I'm a single guy making $65,000 in the state of Omaha or state of Oklahoma. You know, what's this going to do for me? And Ryan would go through point after point why it's going to be good for him. But, you know, it was so kind of in the weeds and so detailed that I think the bigger message is simply not out there. I hope it will get out there. I think Trump's very good at talking about it. The more he does, the better off the Republicans will be.
Exactly.
Because I do think it's a good package generally. And I think people just, you know, the other thing, though, Bill, I would say, it's not all about messaging. Some Republicans don't really believe in supply-side economics. And that's even that saying that, I kind of cringe because it's gotten sort of a tainted reputation now. But they don't really believe that people should have more of their own money to spend and that the government doesn't necessarily have a better idea of what to do with your money than you do. I mean, it's, you know, they really need to go back and sort of reread Reagan's speeches, the speeches that made him wildly popular because it was so commonsensical, right?
Exactly. And Goldwater before him, who set the stage for Ronald Reagan. So, yes, and the thing is that it's this kind of Jonathan Gruber mentality that the people are too stupid and that they really need the government to lead the way. Really?
Yeah, exactly. But again, Republicans don't quite believe, you know, going back to the Obama years, I was writing endlessly about how Obama was really just sort of suppressing economic growth through all the regulations that he was rolling out. Higher taxes because of Obamacare, et cetera. And, you know, not a lot of Republicans really picked up on that. I don't mean on me, but I mean just on
No, but I understand. To me, that seems so academic, Liz.
Yeah, exactly. And academically true.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that, you know, I go, okay, how much more evidence do you need?
Exactly.
I mean, you got JFK, you have Ronald Reagan, even Bill Clinton figured this out. And they still kick against the goads and refute the empirical evidence. It's amazing. To their own peril, maybe, Liz. We'll have to wait and see. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. And we promise to look at the glass half full going forward. Right, Liz?
Indeed. I can't
You got
wait.
It. You got it. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Entrepreneurs expect a solid finish to the year and are confident in the 2018 economy, according to the Fall 2017 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report. Nearly three-quarters of small business owners are optimistic their 2017 year-end revenue will surpass that of 2016. In addition, economic confidence also surged by more than 10% from last fall, as almost half of entrepreneurs expect the national economy to improve in 2018. However, growth plans remain flat from last fall, and plans to hire are down from last year. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
With unemployment at record lows, business owners may be experiencing challenges in finding qualified candidates. This has led to a decline in hiring plans for the year ahead. Even with that challenge, the short-term future is very bright as entrepreneurs are upbeat about the 2018 economy.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome to this very independent Bill Martinez live radio show. It's 20 minutes before the top of the hour as we come to you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, here it is as we look forth to the holidays and we already are smelling all the great bakery goods and everything. It's being conjured up in our kitchens across the country. And, you know, we go into the season, and it's almost a little bit unfair because probably, and if the truth be known, probably about 70, 75% of America would agree that, boy, come January, that's it. I am, you know, no more cookies. All the sweets are out. I am dieting. I'm going to lose this weight. And here we go. But our lead in to all this is this great food and feast of all kinds of holiday, holiday treats for us to, you know, try to knock us off course. Well, Dr. Matthew Pittman, Northwestern Medicine Del Mar Hospital Medical Director, Weight Management and Bariatric Surgery Program Director, is with us. Dr. Pittman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Maybe you can help us out. I mean, how do we, how do we manage the holiday season when, you know, 75% of us are saying, hey, you know, I'm come January 1, that's it. I'm swearing it all off. We're going to lose this weight. And but how do we manage through all these great confectionery treats that are before us this holiday season?
I mean, it's really almost crazy. criminal, isn't it?
You know, it really is. Thank
you. Trying to lose weight, and then for months you've got cookies and goodies, and every meal is huge, and the temptations just abound, and it's tough. It's tough for all of us. There's no question. And navigating that can be daunting. And so what we typically try to do is give some basic tips to just be a little more mindful going into the holidays. You know, it's not about depriving yourself. It still should be a joyous time. It should be celebrated. You're with friends and family. But in the same right, we don't want to knock you so off track that January 2nd is a terrifying day.
Right, exactly.
And so our dietitian out here actually has laid out some really nice holiday eating tips, and a few of those I'd share with you today. The number one that we constantly tell our patients is don't skip meals. You know, you think, I'm going to have this big meal for dinner, so I'll skip lunch, right? We'll use those calories later. And the problem is then you go into dinner so hungry because you've skipped your lunch that you end up eating more calories than you would have if you had had your lunch. And it makes turning down the sweets and the second desserts and all that much more difficult if you're really hungry coming into the meal. So keeping high-protein snacks throughout the day before these big meals I think is a really good way to kind of stave off some of that hunger going into the meals.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too, is if we're having something during the day, it gives us the rest of the day kind of work that stuff off. If we're loading up at dinner, I mean, how much time do we have to work off all those calories we just ate, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And there's nothing worse than sitting down to that huge meal, having the dessert, and then going into food coma where you're just not burning any calories after.
Right, exactly.
And so, and that's honestly another nice tip is if you can work it out, instead of transitioning right from the dinner table to the couch, if you can talk a couple family members into getting up and do a little walk after dinner, one, it'll keep you from going back for that second helping, and two, you'll start dropping your blood sugar right away and start fighting off some of those calories.
Excellent. Okay. So those are two good tips, and you got a list of them, so let's go right.
Yeah.
Let's keep on going.
Okay. Good. If you're going to, you know, a house party where you can bring a dish, highly, highly recommend that. One, you're going to look good to the party organizer by offering to help out. And two, then you at least have control over one of the dishes at the table. So if you bring a healthy vegetable dish that you already know you like eating, you know, kind of a non-starchy healthy vegetable, that's one element right out of the dinner that you have control over to make things a little bit easier.
Exactly.
Another good one, kind of just looking at the meal in general, is you see all that stuff on the table and you think, how am I going to create a healthy meal out of what I have here? And so we really say stick with what we call kind of the my plate guide, where you think of a 10-inch dinner plate as your portion and your food guide. So take that plate, take half of it, and make those your non-starchy vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Take a quarter of that, and that's going to be your meat or your protein. Ideally stick with a poultry or a fish or even a lean red meat. Make that about a quarter of the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have that extra quarter up there to get in your starchy vegetables or your grain or your carbohydrates, even a little bit of bread. Or if you've got, you know, that famous potato casserole or anything you want to get in there, that's a good place to do it.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's a good approach. So we've got a half, a quarter, and a quarter. This is that My Plate Guide, which I think works out really great. And the thing is,
you know, it's nice and simple, and it really makes looking at a huge spread of food a lot more manageable when you think of it in terms of your plate.
Yeah, it's sometimes it can be so overwhelming. I hang around with a lot of Cubans over here, and I got to tell you, every time they eat and they get people together, it is a banquet.
Oh yeah. Exactly, exactly. And you look at all that, and you're like, oh, gosh, what am I supposed to do with all of this?
So, all right, so what else you got up your sleeve?
You know, and then the other thing is don't feel like you have to completely eliminate everything from the holiday season. You know, it's still meant to be enjoyed, but you got to choose your carbs, especially your carbs, choose them wisely.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if it's cranberry sauce or something like that you definitely want, use that as your carbohydrate, and then skip the things like the cheese and crackers and chips and salsa, the type of thing that you could have any time of the year that doesn't really seem that special to you.
Mm-hmm.
Skip it on that end, and then you can make up for that and give yourself a little sweet treat later, one that you don't get all year round.
Exactly. No, that's a good idea, because some of this is psychological in how we approach this. And,
No question.
Right? I mean, because some of us get caught up in, you know, we get into psychological binging. You know, we feel a little bit bad or whatever, and then, you know, we're responding to that as opposed to really responding to, you know, a healthy food choice for a healthy reason, right?
Exactly. The emotional component of it is real and very, very strong. Mm-hmm. And so kind of doing some of this preemptive planning and making decisions, I'm still going to let myself have this little thing so I don't get sad that I missed out on everything this season. But planning ahead of time is going to make it much easier to manage when you're in the situation.
Well, what happens, you know, Dr. Pittman, you know, is like oftentimes you hear people that, you know, they want to lose weight and then they'll lose it. And then sure enough, boy, it is back. What is it about this, you know, rock and roll weight experience up and down that we go
through? Yeah, we talk about, you hear so much about this yo-yo dieting, and we see it. You know, patients, you know, work very hard and lose a bunch of weight and then comes right back on, and unfortunately sometimes even to a higher level than when they started the diet in the first place. And usually when we look back on it, the problems that we're seeing is that they were doing just that. They were dieting. And this, you know, we really should be looking at this as a true change in eating habits for the rest of your life. This is about healthier eating, not dieting. Mm-hmm. And so if we approach it as this is a long-term goal and I'm going to slowly adjust my diet to a more healthy, appropriate approach to food, then we're not watching these diets where you're bouncing up and down on your weight loss.
Well, of course, the other thing, what all this has been leading to has been the increased connection and experience with medical or surgical options being considered.
Yep.
You know, like never before. You know, what is happening here?
You know, it's it's a true epidemic. When we're looking at 70% of America is either overweight or obese, this is a real problem with some very, very serious health risks, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. And so we need to approach it with more than just telling people, well, you need to lose weight. People need help. I mean, this is like any other disease process where, you know, as a medical professional, we need to be here to help. And the good thing is over the last decade or two, we've really had a lot of growth in both medical and surgical weight loss options to help people with this problem. And people need to know that resources are available, that they don't have to go this alone. There's a lot of help out there.
We got about 15 seconds left, so go ahead and remind everybody where they can go for more information, Dr. Pittman.
Absolutely. They can go to nm.org/radio. We've got links to our weight loss program and the links to all those healthy holiday eating tips on there for them.
This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army. 2017 marks the Salvation Army's 127th Red Kettle Campaign, which raises money for families and individuals in need. This year, the Salvation Army is encouraging everyone to join the fight for good, to help the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. For more than two decades, the Dallas Cowboys have partnered with the Salvation Army to kick off the Red Kettle Campaign and have helped raise nearly $2.2 billion. Commissioner David Hudson, National Commander of the Salvation Army.
As Christmas approaches, we see challenges facing those hit with hardship. Now, more than ever, other Americans need our help. Recent natural disasters have displaced thousands of people who don't know where they can find a holiday meal or a warm bed, or if they'll have one at all. This holiday season, we urge every American to adopt a cause that they are passionate about, whether it be hunger, shelter, or Christmas assistance, and help fill the Salvation Army's red kettles across the country.
To join the fight for good, visit redkettlereason.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Martinez live.
Oh, yeah, a little song of the season there. Here we go, a little Hawaii. Merry Christmas. Oh, we love it. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Hey, not only do we need to get the memo to the D.C. bureaucrats that they're not going to get away with it, you need to be activated and do something about it. I mean, this is the government up for by we the people. Our founding fathers expected us to be in charge, not the ruling elites. And here with us to encourage us all the more is Lou Euler. Lou, is a founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, how you doing?
I'm doing well. We're in Nashville at the regional meeting of the American Legislative Exchange Council, working on the balanced budget amendment state resolution process. You bet.
Hey, well, congratulations on doing that. Keep up the great work. But and I want to talk to you a little bit more about that. But at the top of the agenda here is tax reform. I mean, it seems like the Democrats have nothing better to do than to try to put a stick in the spokes of the president and we the people who are in need of the tax cuts or tax reform. I've maintained that. Right now, we're looking at tax cuts. It would be reform had the Democrats got involved and participated in some of the heavy lifting.
Well, I'll tell you, I have been in Washington the last 3 days working on tax reform, working with all the conservative groups and the leaders in the House and the Senate. And you are so right. It is unbelievable that not a single Democrat member of the House or Senate has decided to join with this incredibly important change in our tax code and the future for America and the economic growth it can produce. And I believe they will rue the day that they fail to join when we get good economic growth.
Well, I'm right with you on that, Lou, because this is their lost opportunity in much the same way that they lost the opportunity with health care. They could have done some positive things there, but no, they wanted to be stubborn, do it their own way, and look what it did to this country. Look what it's doing to this country 7 years later, and they complain about, you know, the Republicans trying to fix it, and I'm going, wait a minute, you had 7 years to do something about it, and now you're complaining about it. So here it is, you're back doing what it is that you know to do best, and that is to hinder, obstruct, and do everything you can just out of your own stubbornness as opposed to doing the people's business. We pay you a lot of money. We need you to work. I'm not doing some end zone dance because you guys are, you know, committing political suicide here. In fact, it makes me sad to think of all the money we're wasting and the talent that is there on the Democratic side that could be part of the solution.
Absolutely. And my discussion with so many people has been about the history of what happened with the Reagan tax cuts in 81. Mm-hmm. Within a year, the economic growth rate of the nation had risen to 4%, 5%, 6%. And if we do tax reform right, and it looks like we're going to, then we can expect that same result. And we're just going to leave all the naysayers behind us as we improve America in terms of reducing tax rates, tax payments, and increasing the wages and the growth of the nation.
Well, I think that Donald Trump was right when he said the country had kind of gotten used to mediocrity and not winning. And this was a winning reminder to people across the country. It says that America is going to win again. And we are winning, just even on the mere prospects, even before tax cuts are, you know, official, just on the mere prospects, the cutback of regulations. Look what's been going on at every turn, Lou. I mean, we've got the lowest unemployment. We may be at a record unemployment rate in the history of our nation here very shortly. Stock market, they were expecting it. I mean, look at the records that it has been doing, and they expected it to hit 25,000 this week. It's not probably not going to happen, maybe a couple more weeks before it does. But, I mean, we're talking about this, a GDP number that was never, he was never going to hit. The CBO had said, no, the new normal is maybe 2%. There's no way 3%, you know, maybe possibly by the end of your administration, you might get lucky. And inside of the first year, we're hitting 3.3%. It's, you know, we're winning here.
That's right. And your numbers are absolutely right that we've moved from an Obama era of 1 to 1.5% already to 3% with just changing the administrative state in Washington. And now if we augment this with the kind of economic growth that tax reform can produce, why, we're going to go off the charts. And we will prove once and for all the dynamic revenue results from proper tax policy.
Well, Lou, historically, I mean, there's enough empirical evidence, and I don't understand how people can kick against this and kick against the reality of what happened in the Reagan years, even with, you know, let's go back even with Kennedy, with JFK, and then with Bill Clinton. There's a cause-effect relationship that's empirical, and how they can continue to ignore it just for the sake of partisanship is beyond me, because, you know, that's not what we sent people to, you know, into Washington, D.C. for, is to muck up the works. You know, we said, hey, look, go there, go make something happen on behalf of we the people, and go do some good work. I mean, we've got a lot of talent there, but unfortunately, it's all locked down and being suffocated because of partisanship.
Exactly right. And the, you know, the Schumers, Pelosi's, Sanders of the world continue to insist that we are simply toadies of Wall Street. We're helping the corporate rich and all the rest. They have ignored and overlooked the most recent careful studies worldwide of who truly pays the corporate tax. And we now know for sure that 70 cents to 90 cents out of every corporate tax dollar paid is borne by workers in reduced wages and reduced availability of jobs. Mm-hmm. So we're going to explode the rate of economic growth and the size of the wages taken home by average American families.
Exactly. And the next target, Lou, and I know this is what you're working on right now, is that with this prosperity, let's balance the budget. let's be responsible. I mean, you know, the forecast of what we're paying in interest rates for all this money, $20 trillion counting in debt that we find ourselves in, this is a killer. This is a killer down the road, and we're carrying this anchor under a 100 foot of water, like a, you know, and we're just dragging this along behind us. But in spite of all that, in spite of you know, some natural disasters, we're still moving forward, and that says a lot about the productivity of this country. But we need to be productive for a reason. Get ourselves out of debt. Be responsible, balance the budget so that we can really demonstrate what freedom looks like around the world.
Absolutely, and you've put your finger right on what is the confluence of two incredibly important movements in America. One is the reform in Washington itself through tax reform, spending control, and spending discipline, and from the states, the requirement to have a constitutional balanced budget amendment so that we permanently solve the economic problem of the nation. And the economic growth that's going to come out of this tax reform is going to grow our way out of current bankruptcy, and that's why it's so critical that we do it.
Well, Lou, I think that we have an opportunity. I was talking with Liz Peek just a little bit ago about this, is that she's refreshed by the idea that we seem to be dealing with the truth on all levels, and some very inconvenient and uncomfortable truths. I mean, to the point that we're, you know, starting to drain the swamp and deal with some of these sexual harassment issues. But at the core beyond this is the fact that America is demonstrating, and we the people are demonstrating, yes, that we can handle the truth. We need to know that truth so that we can be set free and really deal with these issues that are even of greater importance than, you know, who's having sex with who here.
I'll tell you, and it is folks like you who understand these problems and are articulating the answers on a daily basis on whom we're relying to preserve and restore America.
Well, it's a teamwork. You know, as my friend says, it's teamwork makes the dream work. And the dream and the vision of our founding fathers continues. It's been passed on, as Ronald Reagan said, not through the bloodstream, but from one generation to the next. And we've got a grand story to tell. There are great success stories where America has been on the winning side, even though our kids in colleges today across this country are being indoctrinated to something other than true American history. But we know it emphatically, and it speaks against the lies that are out there. But, you know, I think America is ready for the truth, and I think that we're, you know, like I said, we're going to deal with some tough things in confronting the truth, but it's our opportunity to really make America great, and I say not only great again, but even greater.
Well, and we invite everybody to come to our website, limittaxes.org, mm-hmm. Join our tax reform truth squad so that the right answers are on the lips of everyone who's interested in participating, and that'll lay the groundwork then for what we have to do to control spending and further regulation once we hit put tax reform in place. So this is a great moment in history, and we invite people, and especially young people, whose future is relying upon what we do now, to join us and become part of the cheering squad for the right policies in Washington.
Exactly. Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitations Committee. Limittaxes.org is where you want to go.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.